It was a horrible game by us.
I think we've been building the belief.
Right now we're not good enough and we've got to find a way through that.
Today we didn't bring the pressure.
Yeah, I think the way we set the game up in the first half has been the reason why we got the job done.
We got a lot of things right. We executed a plan coming in.
On Kane and Bucks, speaks volumes. You're welcome at Anytime Fitness, no matter who you are or what your goals.
I like what you've done out the back. Well played. Beautifully done, Mitch. Speaks volumes for Anytime Fitness. Make your own rules at Anytime Fitness. If you're new to this, we go through all of the games and we pose a simple question. Who does it speak volumes about? The result, Bucks Friday night. We've touched on it and you certainly did it with the buck stops here. Sydney beat Carlton by 26 points.
Well, neither really. Neither. But I'm going to go for Sydney. Like yeah. They had a lot out. I thought their tackling intent in particular to begin the match and they turned it into a Sydney type game, which is heavily contested. They were able to get back and they supported their defence really well and they were cleaner and harder in the little circle, in around 5 metres from the contest. And I thought, they deserved their win. Carlton probably kicked themselves out of it, but Sydney for mine did enough on the night. For them to get the result and take their next step because they've still got a long way to go. St Kilda and Hawthorn speaks volumes of who.
It's another good one because I'd love to say the Hawks because I do like what they're building, but let's go with the Saints because they've been found out, haven't they? Their last month has been really ordinary. They've gone well. They beat North, lose to Adelaide, which was their worst performance of the year. Beat GWS and then lose to Hawthorn after having a 20-point lead deep into that game. They conceded about 80 more disposals from the Hawks, the inside 50s, 58 to 43 and 28 scoring shots, and they got them on the outside, Hawthorn. So it was a terrific performance from Sam Mitchell, but Saints don't quite have enough talent in their lineup, and when the system breaks down as it did, they get exposed badly. So they'll head into the bye and their season is at somewhat of a crossroads. Let's get to the next game, which would have been the Saturday game.
Naam and Wallyalup.
That's it. What does it say more about?
So I actually obviously got to this game in the Wallyalup coach's box, and I'm going to go with Freo. I think that, they've won their last four in a row. They're now, the positive side of the ledger at 6-5 for the year. Yeah, they won 15 games of footy last year out of their 22. So and they were just shy of the top four, finished fifth on the ladder. So we know that their best is pretty good. They've turned over Lobb, they've turned over Logue, they've turned over Mundy, who they were loath to lose because his experience is hard to replace. But they're asking a lot of young players now to come in and fill what was a loss of around 20% of their matches played experience on their list, which is one fifth of your experience going out is a little bit it's difficult to replace. But they've got a little bit of momentum now. They've come up against the Melbourne side who had more inside 50s. They were able to defend that. Fremantle's efficiency going inside forward 50 has been an issue, but they kicked 12 goals from limited insides 52 for the total of the game. And they've got a forward line that are having a crack in young Jai Amis, who kicked two goals in the last quarter for a tally of three for the game, stood up when he needed to. So I thought that was a really strong performance. There's questions of Naam or Melbourne, but Freo going into the bye, go in with momentum. Geelong and GWS.
Says more about Geelong, and if they lose the aura of the home ground advantage, then that's going to be significant. So the Giants have a good record there. They just out-hunted them. They forced them into panic, really, and that's what they did. They came in with a plan. There was nothing pretty about it, but it was an Adelaide style of performance, I thought, from the Giants. So huge credit to Adam Kingsley for what he delivered and for his players to be able to execute. But for the Cats, I mean, they're a bit confused. I've never seen him throw the magnets around like this, Chris Scott. Deconing forward is bizarre. He looked to be the centre half back for the next 10 years in this competition, the footy that he played last year, and he would have been in the top two or three players that I would have handpicked to have in my side. I know there's been injury, but he shouldn't be playing forward. You've got Henry, you've got Hawkins, you've got Cameron, and they put Deconing forward. That was bizarre. Both Henry brothers were at one end, then they were at the other. The midfield, you know, I understand he's doing things because of personnel, but Stengel playing on ball is interesting. So they just look a bit panicked to me, the Cats, and full credit for the Giants in doing that. Gold Coast had a terrific win against the Bulldogs in Darwin.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Suns. The Western Bulldogs still, you know, came to play, performed pretty well, had 66 inside 50s to 48, the Dogs. So they had plenty of supply. But for Gold Coast to be able to hang tough, stick fat, and to be able to grind out that win was a really strong performance. Plus 17 in contested ball, which is part of their DNA when you look at the big-bodied midfielders they've got, in particular Rao, who played a really strong game. But Lukosius hitting the scoreboard with five is good. He becomes a really good foil for Ben King, but maybe Ben King's the foil for Lukosius as we go forward. And we've spoken about Humphrey, but that was great. It's in their environment too. They've played games up in Darwin. I think you saw the Bulldogs players with sweatbands on, and it is a different challenge playing in that climate and that environment. And we'll find out how they go against the Crows this weekend up in Darwin again. West Coast Eagles were well defeated by Essendon over an Optus.
Well, I've banned talking about West Coast, so we'll go with Essendon and just the opportunity that presents themselves this year. They play finals from here. There's not an excuse not to from here. The win against Richmond was huge. Then they had West Coast win that comfortably. North Melbourne this week and Carlton, who is very gettable clearly at the MCG before the bye. So the prospect of them winning four in a row with still games to come against North and West Coast after the bye and GWS as well, they have the most favourable draw in the competition and they should look to maximise that this year with finals footy. We were both at the MCG yesterday to see Port Adelaide win in another tight one against the Tigers.
Yeah, Yada Bolte, and that's who I'm going for. Their fifth win by 10 points or less for the year. And I just think it speaks to how committed or how Ken has his group just understanding, you know, the moments. And they just grind through, you know, the key parts of the game. They don't beat themselves. And not beating yourself is a really good way to play winning football. I think they take away and disarm the opposition. They take away the strengths of the opposition really well. I think the Port Adelaide coaching group has always been big on that. Mm. Ollie Lord in front of the ball doesn't have to do a lot, but he competes and he has a crack. You know, Powell Pepper's been fantastic. And then, of course, Butters and Rosie. And Horn Francis was strong again. And what impresses me is the off-ball running that he's doing.
He's improved in that area.
Yeah, he's covering the ground a lot better. Mm. He obviously is being rewarded for some of this stuff that isn't as sexy, that isn't as, you know, just kicks, marks and handballs. And that's good coaching and it speaks to a good environment, a good culture. So I think Yada Bolte yesterday would be the one that it speaks volumes about for me, despite the fact that Richmond were quite plucky in the way they went about it. Collingwood expected to win against North and got the job done.
Well, let's give North a little bit of credit, even though they've lost 9 in a row and it's been tough going for them. But in the last 2 weeks, the effort is there. So to match Collingwood around the contest, around stoppage, to have your moments going inside 50, and they played some good footy where you can walk away and go, okay, I can see that coming together. Will Phillips probably played his best game for the club. Larky's just having an enormous season. Like he's having a huge, considering where they are at, we probably need to start giving him and Oscar Allen a bit more credit than what we have for what they are producing in a really tough season. So let's go with North, and in the last 2 weeks, their effort has been much more in line with what you would expect from a team that doesn't have the talent. We get that, but need to play on effort, and they've at least done that. Adelaide are in a pretty good position, despite an inconsistent win-loss season, Bucks, but they beat a red-hot Brisbane yesterday.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Adelaide, and they didn't win top of the ground. Brisbane had the game on their favour for a large part of it, and you know, in many ways, as Chris Fagan said, they felt like they kicked it away. So, you know, Brisbane could have got the result, but you know, Adelaide just found enough in the key moments. They're really consistent with their scoring. They've got so many scoring threats. I think they've got some really hard workers through the middle of the field. Keyes's job on Neil in particular early was an important aspect. Yeah, Laird's a workhorse. Sloan's a workhorse. They're all courageous to have a crack. Young Pedler is a guy that, you know, you look like you're going to be able to build you know, a mid-forward group around his sort of energy and effort. He didn't have a lot of the ball, but he seems to have that toughness and then the capacity to finish as well. So I really like what Adelaide are doing, and all credit to them. It's been a steady build, and they've got some. They look like they've got plenty of weapons, but yeah, that was impressive.